Julie Willems Van Dyke. I am the co-director of the County Health Rankings and Roadmaps. And my colleagues on the Science Board reached out to us at the County Health Rankings and Roadmaps program to ask if we could provide a foundation for thinking about how local communities can take the great work that Dr. Hutchins has mentioned at the CDC and integrate that with work we've been doing to move local action forward. So I have no disclosures either. And this is work that has been done in collaboration, close partnership between the University of Wisconsin, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and numerous partners at both state and national organizations and local communities throughout the nation. So, how many of you have visited the County Health Rankings website or ever seen this model? Okay, most of you in the room. And as I always tell people, this is the most important thing about the County Health Rankings. I mean, there's a million pieces of great data. There's a wide variety of evidence-informed policies and programs. There's tools and resources to take action, but it's all grounded on us thinking about health this way, that in order to have long and high-quality life, we must think about all of these health factors, health behaviors, clinical care, social and economic factors in the physical environment. And most importantly, I think the shift for us as public health professionals is that social and economic factors are no longer demographic variables we just report on in our community health assessment reports, but they're now actionable areas for us and our partners to target interventions in order to improve health in our communities. And you will hear that from our presenters today. For those of you who haven't been here, here's where you'll find countyhealthrankings.org. And just to help you understand the tools and resources there that underpin that model of moving towards action, we have each county in the United States is ranked within their state based on 30 or so measures. We select our measures because they're actionable. That's one of the most important elements. Also, they're valid, reliable, recognized by others, and fairly low cost and available at the county level. So I'm not going to spend a ton of time on the measures. Those of you who haven't been there, visit countyhealthrankings.org. On the map, you can click on your state and then click on your county, and you'll get to the data for all these measures. But as I said, we look at measures of length of life and quality of life, then measures of a variety of areas. There's a few seats up in the front, so measures of health behaviors, of access to and quality of clinical care, of key areas within education, employment and income, family and social support, and community safety, and then of the physical environment, not only the air we breathe and the water we drink, but our housing environment, our transit environment, our built environments. So the whole purpose of the rankings was to raise awareness around the United States about these many factors that influence health and inspire people to see that health is more than merely access and quality of health care, but it's all those other factors. And therefore, because it is embedded in all those other factors, healthcare and public health people cannot fix this alone, and we must reach out to partners throughout the nation and partners throughout our community. So we think it's critical that not only is public health and healthcare here, but that you are engaging colleagues from partners across this sector. So we've also developed a toolkit for how to put this action cycle into action. And it really is based on these principles, that it takes everyone, none of us can do this alone, that we must move from data to evidence-informed action, that we cannot eternally stay on this side of the wheel, assessing, prioritizing, assessing, doing a plan, putting the plan on the shelf, assessing again 5 years later, but we must make the turn into putting those plans into action with these partners in the community. That we have to focus on all of these factors, but without that, we will not truly affect making our nation the healthiest nation in a generation. And then finally, that we have to focus on policy systems and environmental change and making the healthy choice the easiest choice. So we have an action center where there, as I mentioned, tools and resources. We also have real people available to you. So as you hear these inspirational stories and go back to your community and think, how are we going to do that? Call us, contact us, and we have people who are there to help you brainstorm through how to do that. The last thing I want to mention is we also know that busy public health practitioners want to know what the evidence is, but do not generally have time to go to their local academic library and do a literature review. So we have done that for you. What Works for Health is a tool where we have taken each of the factor areas in the county health rankings and done a literature review and rated the evidence on a 6-point scale to let you know how much evidence there is for particular policies and programs. There are a couple seats up in the front if you want to come in. And so here are a few examples. And this chart we've shown in a couple of different areas, examples from What Works for Health that could be implemented at a community level and examples that could be implemented through your healthcare systems. So a way to think about how to talk with each of your partners and target those different policies and programs to basically say, here's where you can have a role, schools or early childhood or healthcare systems, for us all collectively working together to improve health. My colleagues who are going to speak today are all, their communities are all recipients of the RWJF Culture of Health Prize, formerly known as the RWJF Roadmaps to Health Prize. So you'll see both branding in the short videos we'll show you. But this is really focusing on what we have seen as effective strategies to move health forward. These communities are not all the healthiest counties or communities in their state. But they are communities that have said, we are going to be on this journey to being healthier, to build the healthiest generation in our healthiest nation in a generation. So these are the things that they are excelling at. Working across sectors, thinking about health in this broad term, thinking about sustainable policy systems and environmental change, thinking about health for all, making sure that those most disproportionately affected by poor health are part of the solution, doing with, not just doing to. Securing and making the most of available resources and really sharing, knowing what success looks like, measuring their progress towards it, and being very transparent. So, as I mentioned, I hope this work can help you when you go home, because what we want to happen as you leave that door today is you are inspired to join the movement to create the healthiest nation in a generation, to work with role models like these before us, and to know that there is a system from your national organizations, your federal government, and programs like the County Health Rankings and Roadmaps to assist you. So, without further ado, I want to get you into the meat of the session, which is really hearing from communities who are doing this well. And so I'm very proud